Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Art of Selling podcast. And in this show, we talk about the best kept secrets when it comes to sales. And over the last couple of years, we spent close to R1 million learning from some of the best sales gurus, marketing experts, and business coaches. And now we're giving a lot of that information away for free so that you don't have to struggle the way that we did. And there's no catch. All you have to do is just come with an open mind and maybe practice some of these things in your business. In the studio today with me, I've got Gilbert Kumpokwe.
Thank you for having me.
And Vikas van Wyk.
Yeah, back again.
Cool, guys. So in this episode today, I thought it'll be cool to chat about just customer feedback and the value that that actually plays in a marketing and sales strategy. So I think what a lot of people don't necessarily consider or think about is how they can improve their messaging. How can they improve the way they position a product or service? How can they maybe find new angles to position a product or service just purely by listening to what people are saying about not only the advertising, but specifically about their product that they have tested themselves through reviews and testimonials and so forth. And Gil, I know you specifically, you know, from an e-commerce perspective, you know, deal with this quite a bit. So I'd be keen to hear your thoughts on the matter.
Customer feedback is so crucial. And it's got so many use cases, right? So one, it can help you improve your customer service. Two, can help you improve aspects of your product. Three, it can help you improve your copywriting. And there's all these different use cases that you can actually leverage based off of the feedback that you get. Now, when it comes to, let's say, you know, product, you ideally should, or at least be having some sort of customer feedback loop at the end of the day, especially when someone does purchase your product. And you want them to give you those reviews on your website, because those reviews there will tell you what's amazing about your product, why they loved it, or maybe why they didn't love it so much, right? But you need to take that feedback and be like, oh, okay, I see that they, you know, didn't like that we updated this, or we did something to this product that maybe, you know, it wasn't so practical as we thought it was. Maybe there was something about our product that isn't as practical as we thought it was, and that's what they're giving you feedback on. And maybe you can actually do something about it. Obviously, if it's a product that's not so difficult to change and to adapt and to, you know, update. So I think from a feedback point of view, when it comes to improving your services, your customer services, it's also that which you need to pay attention to. And you must remember that feedback's probably going to go almost anywhere. It could be on Google. It could be on social media. It could just also be come in a form of a text, a WhatsApp message to give you some feedback on your service. So it's important that you look at that feedback and you almost like categorize. It's like, is this about my customer service? Okay, this is where I know we can improve. Is this about the product? Okay, here's some information that we can take from there and improve there. Is it something that is generally just talking about and explaining how they enjoyed the product? Then, oh, hey, maybe we can use that in a product description, or maybe we can use that in the advertising because they're talking about the product and how amazing it is and how it works. And we can actually leverage that information to help us market clearly to other people around what that product is all about. So there's so many different use cases of customer reviews and feedback that you can leverage in your business, in your advertising and messaging.
Yeah, going back to when I used to run a dropshipping store, well, not a dropshipping store, but more of an e-commerce local brand, we used to sell bri boards and yeah, I learned a lot about getting customer feedback, and that's the main reason we started, number one, making profit and selling a lot more products. So we used to get customer feedback through, we got about 15 to 20 orders on a good week. And we used to just WhatsApp them after they've gotten their order and just ask them, hey, what is your experience with this particular product? Are you enjoying it? Please send us some pictures of you using it, also for user-generated content later on. And they appreciated it, and always the feedback was always good. But a week or two later, they would send us a photo and say, hey, we've used it a couple of times. There's like grooves in it now. We really don't like it, and it's not hygienic or whatever. And that actually got us looking into getting a different type of wood or making a more premium product, because we initially just had a product that was really not cheap to manufacture, but on the low end side, of manufacturing costs and also the low end side of pricing. So that got us thinking in the way of, hey, let's make a premium product for these kind of users. And let's also maybe to seal it a little bit better, we double coat it instead of just single coating it, because that was another issue. Is when people used to wash it, they used to be like, there was kind of like little cracks starting to appear and stuff like that. So then that got us to wax the board and double seal it with oil. It also gave it a better look as well. But then we started actually giving them instructions on how to treat the board with like a bottle of oil they could use to treat it as well. And that came from customer feedback. And we actually took new product photos of the little branded bottle of oil with like a little brush and then the whole board. And overall, that just made the product look more attractive as well. So those are a couple of things that we learned from customer feedback just in that particular business. And I'm sure you can also apply those principles to your own business, but I think that's a really good example.
Yeah. So I think one, it helps you improve your product and service, which is great. But secondly, you could now take that feedback and put into your marketing messages that your new product doesn't create grooves. And now it is extremely hygienic. And now you're starting to find new angles of showcasing value. And that wouldn't have happened if you didn't have that feedback.
Yeah.
So I remember Gil back in 2018, just when we met, you know, V8 was literally like 2 or 3 months old. We had a very famous health club approach us and asked us to help them with lead generation. And the specific marketing manager at that time was like, these are the ads you need to run. These are the kind of copy that you need to run. And Gil and I was like, okay, like we're working with one hand behind our back here. We can't really be creative if someone is telling us what to do. And as we asked for permission to, you know, explore other ways of writing copy, we were questioned why that's necessary. And as they were promoting a specific one of their locations, we noticed that a lot of people in that location were very excited about the actual kids area. And there were specific features and benefits that they were highlighting of that kids area that they really specifically enjoyed, which gave us the idea that it will be great to target females with kids in that area purely because of that specific customer reviews and feedback that we've gotten. So if, you know, we didn't look at the Google reviews and the Facebook reviews for that specific location, we wouldn't have realized that there's maybe a little bit more of an untapped market to get moms of a specific age on board in order to come for free trials for that specific health club. And that really opened my eyes to doing your market research, number one, but you can do your market research by reflecting on your own brand. You know, market research is not necessarily external from your brand. It could be internal as well, by just reflecting on what people are actually saying about you.
Yeah, and I think it's not just in the form of reviews and stuff like that. It's also in the form of looking at your results and split testing things. I know we are currently working with a massive beauty brand in South Africa, and we had some hiccups with the franchise, letting us know that, hey, we can't advertise this way, the way we used to advertise. We need to kind of like follow these guidelines now. And we've split tested their way of doing it and our way of doing it. And the results is 5x or like our way of doing it. But in essence, like the ad results speak for itself. Like that's really good feedback to implement your marketing. Unfortunately, we can't go this way anymore because the franchise has spoken. But yeah, like you can also get feedback by split testing different things.
We just got off that one, you know, the previous podcast with regards to being clear as opposed to being quirky. Mm. And I always say, you know, when you look at the feedback that you do get from the customers, they're going to be very clear in how they describe your product, right? And I think it's understanding that you can take so much out of that, so much insights out of that, because some people, to be honest, some people write such great copy and they're not copywriters at all. They're just describing your product. And if you're ever wondering, how can I describe this product? Just look at your customers and how they're actually talking about your product, how they're speaking about it. Because then again, it stops being subjective. It literally is a case where You know, as a brand, this is how consumers are talking about it. Obviously, I saw it one way, but however, the consumer is experiencing a completely different way. And you might even be surprised at actually how they're describing your brand or your product, where you thought it was in a particular, you know, angle. They're literally flipping it on its head and maybe talking about it in a different way. And maybe that's how you actually start resonating better with your audiences, because of that's how they're speaking about your brand.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. Is doing it for the purpose of purely improving the way that you communicate and resonate with your customers. Obviously, there are the added benefits of improving a product here and there and improving a service here and there, and maybe reflecting on the business and see where you can improve certain things. But I think the main reason we're bringing this up today is purely because of the fact that it can help you kind of like get more creative and think outside the box of what other messaging angles you can experiment with. Because that's really what we should be doing as brands all day long, is just figuring out how to continue to resonate with our customers. Because the sales messages that we put out today from a Facebook ad standpoint or a Google ad standpoint might not work tomorrow. So you can never have enough different, you can never have enough messaging angles, you know, in your arsenal, if you ask me, because whatever resonates today might not necessarily resonate in the future, because of many different things, variables like new competitors, new products that kind of like offer a similar service, over commodity of a specific, you know, product or service as well. And by you doing the research on what people are actually saying about your brand, it can help you think of new ways to put a message out into the market that's different from a competitor, which can help you grab attention at a lower cost, which can potentially help you get people to the site at a lower cost and essentially sales at a lower CPA as well.
Yeah, I remember you, I think it was you that told me, but I was complaining about something a customer said or whatever. And you said, it's just a way of the business is talking to us. And all of these things were going wrong. And you were just like, hey, it's just the business talking to us and telling us we need to fix this, we need to fix this, we need to fix that. And it's not the end of the world. And it's understanding the points of communication or the points of feedback that your business is giving and kind of like figuring out how you are going to improve in each of those things to move closer to the goal that you want to.
It's exactly that. I think Facebook comments is a great place. If we have to now just talk about some practical tips and takeaways on where people can actually go in order to do their own research on this specifically, I think Facebook ads is a great place to go and have a look, and specifically the comment section, what people are saying about the ad. These might not be people who have bought from you, like a small percentage of people might have bought from you and then left a comment on the ad after seeing it again. But I think just how your message is being interpreted by people, Facebook ads is a great way to get an idea of how people are perceiving what you're saying.
And I think what I also wanted to actually touch on is just, I think the general feedback loop. You see how important getting feedback is because of the fact that, you know, on some websites, you know, especially if, let's say you don't even have feedback yet, you know, you can't look at anything, so you won't really know what to improve or how to improve on it. But you'll actually see on some websites, there are on-site surveys that will pop up on the website and be like, hey, do you need assistance? Hey, how are you enjoying our website? If you had to rate it on 1 to 5, what would you rate it? What reasons would you have for not purchasing from us today? Well, it's all because they're also trying to get that feedback loop to improve the overall experience that you're having with that brand. I am in two minds about having on-site pop-ups to collect information from users that haven't even tried out your product yet, but you're obviously trying to improve the experience overall. However, you can already see the importance of trying to collect some sort of feedback so that you can improve your overall.
All you know, that brand specifically redesigned their website a couple of weeks ago and they needed information as quickly as possible to, you know, decide whether they're going to continue with the new design or not. And it's just getting feedback as quickly as possible that can help you make a decision, you know, of that.
Negative feedback is so important for any business because that's ultimately how we improve the business. And it's about the more negative, like, not that it's a good thing, but the more negative feedback you get, the closer you kind of get to perfecting your product or your business in that specific industry to me. I hope that makes sense.
No, it does. It makes complete sense. But I think what we need to be cognizant of is that we want to leverage the feedback in our sales messaging in order to help us stand out from competitors, as opposed to having the same vanilla message as everybody else. So as outside of the additional benefit of improving the business and being able to improve our product or experience or whatever it may be, it's looking at ways to find out how people are perceiving the product. And if there are beneficial ways that you haven't really thought about, that gives you an in to now explore a different angle or a message out into the market that to help you resonate with a brand new audience. Because that's really all that marketing is about putting a message out there that resonates with someone. And sometimes we get so stuck in the day-to-day, we struggle to creatively think about how to resonate with new segments in the market, because that's really how we want to scale the business, is to go after different pockets within the market, right? But you have to resonate with those different pockets. Mm. And a great place to go is to look at your Google reviews and have a look at your product reviews and people who have tried it from different pockets of the market, and then go, well, if there are two or three reviews that are quite similar from an audience that you haven't really targeted from a Facebook ads perspective, maybe those angles are worth testing to see what kind of response you're going to get from that market. Because that's really the only way to scale your business, is you have to get new customers and you have to keep bringing them back on a monthly basis. And if you're looking for new customers on a daily basis, you know, we've spoken about all the different avatars that people have. You might have tapped out a specific avatar. Now it's like, well, who else can I sell to? And this is where customer feedback really can help you explore different pockets in the market, as a person.
Yeah, to me, everything you do from a marketing and sales aspect is giving you some form of feedback. Like if you're selling a if you have a product that's selling really well, but you have no customer return rate on that particular product, that's a form of feedback that you probably need to work on, because having customers return for whether the same product or a different product is crucial for any business. So I think like anything you do, if you run an ad, how well that ad is performing is feedback on what you can do, what you can test. Like
and also how well the sales are. Like you just said, you hit the nail on the head there. So having worked in retail, wholesale, and obviously e-commerce, there are certain products that will always sell better than others. And what we've learned over time is that you can't force the market to buy a specific product. Like if they don't want to buy that type of product, they don't. And no matter how well you position it, no matter how beautiful your creators are, no matter how well designed your sales page is, essentially people don't want it. Maybe yes, you'll sell some, but there will always be a battle. And if people don't want to buy the product, regardless of all the efforts that you've had, it's reflecting on you as a business owner and the decision that you've made to actually stock that product. And we need to put our ego at the door and go, I've effed up. I shouldn't have thought that was a good idea. This is the product that people actually want. How can I create more variations of this product? And how can I, improve my sales messaging because of the feedback that I've gotten for that specific product? And I think just to touch to one last thing is, in the retail space, when you have expired stock sitting on the shelf, there's like one or two questions that you can ask yourself is like, is it the fact that we haven't marketed this product and people didn't know that we have it? Or did we market this product? People know we have it, but they don't want it.
Yeah.
And those are really the two questions you ask yourself. And if we did put effort into marketing, and if the product didn't move, that comes to a point where, well, is it the price? Is it the actual product and the benefit of it that's not that appealing? What could it be? And this is all the questions that you start asking yourself, all those different questions that start surfacing when you go down the rabbit hole of the feedback.
Yeah, and it becomes really important what you do with the feedback, because getting feedback is one thing, but what you do with the feedback is really the most important thing. Because, for instance, if we're selling a product that's not really making a lot of sales or that's not really popular, I think the best thing to do is like either figure out other angles and test those as well and decide like where's your cutoff point. And then it's just about, cool, oh, is this worth continuing, or are we just going to take this one and shoot it behind the barn?
Yeah, so any last thoughts, Gil?
Yeah, I think from my side, there's a lot of use cases that we've covered for customer feedback and reviews. And I think it's just ensuring that you can see the opportunities where they lie, whether it's copywriting, whether it's improving the service, whether it's improving, the product. It's also ensuring that you've actually got a way to acquire reviews, acquire feedback. You have to have some form of feedback loop in your business. Otherwise, you might just be disillusioned yourself without anything to fall back on.
Yeah, and Vix, anything on your end?
No, I think just reiterating that everything you do is giving you some form of feedback, and it's about keeping your ear on the ground and making sure you are attent on the feedback that you are getting and that you're taking the best possible action to improve.
Yeah, essentially every action's got a reaction. Pay attention to the reaction, especially if it's in the form of feedback. It can help you improve your product, your service, your messaging, and essentially your business as a whole. From my side, that's all for us today. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you guys again next week. Cheers. Cheers. Thank you.